Greetings, in the name of Jesus. This is Mose, and I'm here with the Daily Inspiration today. And sorry, I am recording this a little bit late in the day. I got to bed late last night and I simply forgot it this morning. So I am very, very sorry, but I will give you something now, something to think about, something to pray about. And, you know, everybody ought to have a ministry. Jesus said in Matthew and in Mark, he said, go ye out to all the world and preach the gospel. And, you know, he was not saying that to just me and not just to preachers. But he was saying that to, he wasn't just saying it to the apostles. He was saying it to all Christians. And so, he is telling us there that we are to preach the gospel. And so, what does it do when you share the good news, when you share the gospel with someone else? Who is more blessed? Is the person sharing more blessed, or is the person receiving more blessed? For myself, you know, I believe that it's, you know, I get more blessed, more challenged when I share than any other time. You know, it's just, it's a blessing to share. And you know, back in 2006, September of 2006, I started the Saturday morning Bible study, and you know, that's now 9 years ago, and you know, God gave me an inspiration. And God wants to give you an inspiration. God wants to give you an inspiration to serve Him. God wants to give you an inspiration to serve others. It is God's will, I believe, it is God's will that each one of us has a ministry. It talks about a ministry of reconciliation in the Bible. I'm not going to take time to figure out where that's found, but it does talk about a ministry of reconciliation that God has given us, each one of us. And so how are we going to do that? Back in 2006, God inspired me to start the Saturday morning Bible study. That Saturday morning Bible study has been a blessing to many since. You know, it's not something that I did, but it's something that God did. And I was just simply obedient. God wanted me to do that. And so, you know, I was obedient. And I allowed God to work through me in getting that started. And I praise God for it. You know, I'm not here trying to take any credit to myself, because I know it was God, and I trust that that God will receive all the glory and the honor and the praise. But what I would like to challenge you with tonight is the fact that, or today, is the fact that God wants you to have a ministry. What is God speaking to you about? You know, maybe you have no idea, and you're thinking, well, God, how could I do anything? You know, I'm just this little insignificant person here. What could I do? Well, I'll tell you what. You pray. You commit it to God. You may be surprised and amazed at what God wants to do through you. I know that back in 2006, September of 2006 when I started a Saturday morning prayer meeting, I mean Bible study. I had no idea how many people would be touched with that Bible study. And I had no idea, about what all God is doing, going to do through that. But I praise God that God has used it. And I praise God that I was obedient to the call when God called me to do it. And again, you know, not for any glory and honor for myself. I'm just simply here to, I want to encourage you that God can give you, God wants to give you a ministry, each one of you. And so, trust Him, pray for her, pray that God would show you what you can do. Maybe you're just a housewife. Just a housewife? What am I saying? There is no such thing as just a housewife, is there? A housewife has a major role. A housewife, I've heard already of a great big long list and how that someone elaborated on that list and made an impressive, a big impression on an official. And I don't have all the details to give it to you now, but be a Bible study in itself, I suppose, how that you can make a big impression with your role as a housewife. And just to add a little bit of this, maybe you could have a Bible study where you invite young ladies from the church over and for an afternoon of Bible study or an evening or whatever it suits better. You know, that you'd just go together and you'd you invite some ladies together, young ladies, whatever it may be. I don't know what God is laying upon your heart, but I would just encourage you that do something. Do something. God wants you to do something. God wants you to be faithful in the little. Remember the coins that the money that was given to the three servants, and then the master went into a far country, and when he came back, he wanted his money back, and he wanted it back with increase. And the one that just hid the money, you know, that was condemnation to him. But the rest were praised, and they were praised for what they have done. And so, I'm sure that if you follow the promptings of God, and you walk in His ways, and you be faithful in the little that God gives you, you know, God's reward will be great. And you might be surprised what will come out of it. I thought I would, don't know if I'm going to have time. Kind of running out of time already. I didn't expect to be running out of time this fast. But, yeah, I thought I'd go over the list of messages. Well, maybe I'll start on one side right now. I'm not sure what year it was, but I believe it was sometime after the turn of the century. Maybe 2000, 2001, I'm not sure when it was. But God prompted me to start what we now call the Fountain of Life Message Center. It's a place where you can call into this phone number, and you can put in a code, and you can listen to hundreds of messages on the phone. And this is not something that I had planned and greatly put a lot of time into planning. But it was an inspiration that God gave me, and I went to work. I had no idea what's going to come out of it. You know, today we have a list of 46 different categories that you can call into, and you can listen to hundreds of messages, godly messages. Great. I mean, some messages that really are inspiring, and I believe they were Holy Spirit inspired, and you can listen to them in the privacy of your phone booth and or in your own home, or wherever you might find yourself, and you can listen to those messages and be blessed. And again, you know, to God be the glory. It's not what I did, but God gave me an inspiration, and I was obedient. And I just want to share that with you, that, and I share that with you as an inspiration to you, because God wants to do something through you. No matter how little you are, how small you are, how insignificant you think you are, God has a plan for you. And if you just follow that plan, if you just walk with God, God will reveal it to you. And he may not reveal the whole picture to you right now, but he'll reveal a little bit at a time. And just like he did for me here, you know, I had no idea when God gave me the original vision for this phone ministry. I had no idea where it would go and how many messages I would eventually end up putting on there. Hey, I praise God. And I look back today and I said, how did I do it? Well, you know, when did I find time to do all this? But I praise God that it was an inspiration from God, and God provided the means, and even the system that it's on, you know, we don't pay a lot of money for the system, for the computer system that hosts it. Excuse me. It's a service that these people offer, and so I'm just simply taking advantage of the service that they offer, and I'm making these messages available to you. So anyway, I think maybe I'll close here. Rather than taking a lot of your time today, I'll just, you know, I think maybe even tomorrow I'll spend some time on this yet, and I do want to get back to the one that I started on Sunday, as far as the creation and all that. I want to speak some more on that later on in a week. But yeah, for now, I just wanted to encourage you that God has something for you to do. And if you're obedient and follow God, he will bless you, and he will prosper the ministry that he gives you, because it's his ministry. This is not my ministry. This is God's ministry. And I just praise God for the opportunity of working in his vineyard. And so I want to continue to be faithful. Yeah, it's time to close, so I'll just pick this up again for tomorrow morning. Thank you for listening. And let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this opportunity today that I can share with these people as they call in on the phone and as they listen. I just pray, God, that you would give me that you would give me an inspiration for tomorrow again, Lord, and for each day this week, that I could be a blessing. And Father, I pray for each one that is listening. I pray that you would touch each one with your spirit and your grace and your power. And I pray that each one could be, their lives could be illuminated, and each one could be drawn closer to you with a determination and a commitment to serve you all the days of their life. And so now, Lord, we just commit these things into your hand and trust that you will have your way. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Okay, my phone number, if you want to get a hold of me, is 717-656-9576. God bless you, and hope to see you or hear from you or whatever again tomorrow. Please come back and join us again tomorrow. God bless you.